God, Yahweh, Yahweh, only you. Only you are God, Yahweh, Yahweh, only you. Only you are God, Yahweh, Yahweh. Only you are God, Yahweh, Yahweh. You are God from beginning till the end. There's no place for argument. Jesus, you are God all by yourself. You are God. You are God. You are from beginning till the end. There's no place for argument. Jesus, you are God all by yourself. You are God. You are God. From beginning till the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for bringing us to this new day. We've come to return all the praise and glory to you. We thank you for waking up everyone in this hostel. We thank you for waking up our friends and family wide and broad. We thank you for waking up the girls in the girls hostel. We thank you for keeping this environment safe and sound. It is by your power we are not consumed. It is by your power we are alive. We worship you, Jesus. You are the King of kings and you are the Lord of lords. Blessed be thy holy name, Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. If you are in your rooms and you can hear me, just ask the Lord to fill you with the spirit of understanding. A man is determined and is made by his level of understanding. Say, Lord Jesus, grant me your spirit of understanding. Give me your spirit of understanding. 1 Kings 3 verse 9, Solomon, what do you want from me? He said, Lord, give me an understanding heart. Give me an understanding heart. Pray that same prayer. Lord Jesus, give me an understanding heart. Father, give me an understanding heart. A heart that understands your times and seasons. A heart that understands your word. A heart that has access to revelational knowledge, to the deep of the depths. Father, give me the heart of understanding. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now let's take a step forward and let's pray for this generation. Let's say, Father, grant this generation your understanding heart. Grant this generation your understanding. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lerus kataraza kanabara. Father, open the eyes of this generation. Cause us to love you more. Cause us to understand your times. Cause us to understand your ways. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, the Bible said, in the beginning, God created you. In the beginning, God created you. In the beginning, God created you. You are not a biological accident, and you are not a product of sperm and ovaries. You are a product of God. Jeremiah, before I formed you in the belly of your mother, I knew you. Jeremiah 1 verse 5. And what I say to one, I say to all. So if he knew Jeremiah rather, before he formed him in the belly of his mother, it means he knew you before he formed you in the belly of your mother. This means you existed in the mind of God before you were born on earth physically. My God. So it's not like there are babies in heaven, no. It's just that everybody who will come to this earth was already existing in the mind of God before they came physically to the earth. You must know that you are not a confused person. You must know that you just lack vision. Every man who is confused lacks vision. What's vision? Vision is not what Tony Elumelu wrote in the UBA Bank, we want to be the number one development, be number one banking industry in the world. Well, sounds nice. That could be God's plan for his life. But vision is God's perfect will for your life. Too many businessmen running with their own ideas and they think they are running with God's plan. No. No, no, no. Genesis 11 verse 4. He said, let us build a tower that gets to heaven so that we can make a name for ourselves. Hear me, sir. Anything you are doing to make a name for yourself is not from God. Genesis chapter 11 verse 4. Let us build a tower. Why? Not so that we can give God all the praise, so that we can make a name for ourselves. We are not created to make a name for ourselves. 1 Peter 2 verse 9, we are called forth to show the praises of him that called us from light. Forgive me, that called us from darkness into light. So if you are not praising God for a living, check your life. If you are not worshiping God, spreading his word, interceding for nations for a living, check your life. God is not the author of confusion. He can't say, I called you to show forth my praises, and then he's telling you to build a brand that promotes your name. It's a lie. Matthew 6:24, you can't serve two masters. So you can't serve me and money. You can't work for God and work for salary. Are we saying jobs are bad? No. But where is your heart? Is your heart on the job? Is your heart with God? God can give you a job. He didn't tell you that the job should become your God. So many people, their jobs have become their God. Oh, I work for this company. They say we have to lie. So I tell a lie. The job became your God. Oh, I'm in this business. In this business, now so will they do them. The business became your God. You can't serve two masters. You can't desire fame and desire God at the same time. You crash. You have problems. That's what the Bible says. Matthew 6:24. For either you will hate one and love the other. And most times, let's not deceive ourselves, you will love money and you hate God. Let's stop lying to ourselves. That's the truth. Somebody say truth. That's just the reality of life. When you try to combine money making and serving God, when you try to combine money making and God serving, let me use that word, you find yourself drifting away from God's perfect will for your life. I did an analysis early hours of this morning before I stepped out here. 98% of the mistakes I would have made in life, if it did not open my eye to see, were mistakes born out of greed, lust, and pride. I mention it again. Greed, lust, and pride. Greed, lust, and pride. Greed. I want more than what I have. I want to move forward. I want to... All these unnecessary desires. You are eating well. You look good. You have clothes. You are preaching God's word. What else do you want? You relax and let him increase you little by little. Exodus 23 verse 30. So it is our greed. It's not like you are not comfortable. I say it here again. Everybody in this school is comfortable. Don't deceive yourself. Amen. For you to have the brain, for your father to have the brain to send you to this kind of university, your father is not poor. Even if your father is poor with money, I'm saying the fact that he could sit down and think of this kind of a school, your father is not poor. Your mother is not poor. Stop deceiving yourself. You are not a street boy. You are a very fine ajebo in this great school. Hello? People that are poor, they don't send their children to this kind of school. Let's stop deceiving ourselves. Amen. They send you to federal school, public school, so you see what life really looks like. So you find yourself in an environment of comfort, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, nobody pays 400 naira every day from Thameside to Unizik Gate, and you come down from a bus. You don't have to do that. You don't have to have sleepless nights in a classroom. You say you are preparing for exam tomorrow. You sleep in your hostel comfortably, exam, you stroll in less than 4 steps. I'm in computer science lab. What am I saying? You have all it takes to be successful in life. Just drop your pride and do what God is asking you to do. You are a lawyer. God blessed you with the chambers, and you are complaining that you don't have customers. You are forgetting that there are some lawyers in their house who cannot afford shishi. They can't afford anything. And they are lawyers like you. Let us all drop this pride of a thing and come back to Jesus. Just drop your pride and come back to Jesus. For I know the thoughts and plans I have towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. So if you are doing anything that is evil, you know, listen, sir, when you are serving God, you know. When you are not serving God, you also know. All this, you are a sinner, you are not a sinner, we are just deceiving ourselves. A sinner knows he's a sinner. Amen. Somebody doing the wrong thing knows he's doing the wrong thing. So let's not stress us. Let's not stress this. Nobody came here to say you are doing the right thing or doing the wrong thing. You know. You have a conscience. And don't tell me your conscience is dead. It's a lie. There's nothing like dead conscience. Even people that have dead conscience know that their conscience is dead. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying now. Yes, your conscience may be dead. But the person that has a dead conscience know that he has a dead conscience. So if you know that you have a dead conscience, you know where you are going. You know what you get out of life. You hear some boys say, I'm so hardened. How did they know that they are so hardened if they don't know that they are hardened? Do you know where I'm coming from now? For you to say, for somebody to say he is so hardened, it means he knows that he is hardened. So leave all these things. Allow the Holy Spirit do the conviction. You are not Jesus. You are not Holy Ghost. You are not God the Father. Amen. So God the Father, Holy Ghost, and Jesus, please do your work. Let me do my work. I'm just here to tell you that God's plan for you will not put you in a point where you do evil. So if you are doing anything evil, just know, sir, there's no need to go and meet a pastor. There's no prophet that's prophesying nothing. Just understand that you are outside the will of God. All these, pastor, what are you saying concerning my exam? Are you doing evil? Okay, you won't pass. It's not because I want you to fail, but you are outside the perfect will of God. You already heard they caught some people cheating. Now, they caught you cheating and you've gone home successfully. Is it not better you even had carryover? And you still be a... My God. Thank you, Jesus. God's plan for you will not encourage you to do evil. He said, the plan I have for you is of good and of peace. So God's plan gives you peace. God's plan gives you peace. Yesterday night at about 12 a.m., while I was praying, a funny thought came into my mind. Now, the thought looks good. There's no need to go into details. Ordinarily, analyzing the thought as a human being, you think that's God talking. But when I woke up this morning, once again, I lost my peace. Jesus, what is this? I didn't send you to go and tell that man what you were about to tell him this morning. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not going anywhere. But ordinarily, it looked good. The idea looked sweet. The idea looked straight from heaven. There are too many business ideas God was not behind. That's what I'm saying. So many business, and that's why they are meeting BOI and Guarantee Trust for loan. God does not send you to start a business, then tells you to borrow money. What? Deuteronomy 15 verse 6, and thou shalt not borrow, so that you can reign over nations. So if you borrow, you can't reign. If you borrow, you can't reign. That's why African can't reign, because Africa, they are borrowers. They owe a lot of money. But look at Bishop Oyedepo, no borrowing. No devil can stop that mission. Why? No borrowing. Somebody say no borrowing. Just live your life on what he has blessed you with. Let me assure you one thing. You can't die of hunger. My God, you don't understand what I said. I said, you that I'm seeing now, you can't die of hunger. God has positioned you higher than hunger. We don't just want to tell ourselves the truth. He said, I know the thoughts and plans I have towards you. Thoughts of peace to give you a flourishing end. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. So if you are in God's plan, you will naturally be flourishing. So if you see that you are hungry, you are outside God's plan. Can I be hungry in this school? Never. It's not possible.
He has given me access to every kind of food I will ever need to eat till I leave this place. Somebody say God's plan. Just be in the center of the center of the center of God's plan. And he will be the one fighting for you. But a lot of us, we are sheep that want to lead ourselves to destination. No, you don't lead yourself to your destination. You allow the shepherd to lead you. And the Lord is my shepherd. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. So God does not let you to lie down in desert land. Do you understand? He said, he make me lie down in green pasture, not in desert land. So if you are in a desert land, a land of hunger, a land of what I call suffering. You know, in the desert, there is sun and the ground is very hot. You lie down in the desert, what happens? Your body is hot. You are suffering. But you go to a football pitch and you lie down there. It's not the same condition, isn't it? He didn't say he made me lie down in Sahara. He said he made me lie down in Santiago Bernabeu. Amen. So, he makes you lie down in green pastures where there is abundance. I'm telling you ways to check your life. So you just see that you are begging, you are borrowing, things are not working well. My brother, take two steps backward and check what you are doing wrong. Very simple. Very simple. Jonah would have had a successful trip on one condition, if he chose to do what God said he should do. But he chose not to do that. He ended up in the belly of a fish. You can call that spiritual death, because that's what Jesus said. He said, I won't give you any sign unless the sign of the prophet Jonah. And you know, Jesus died for 3 days and he resurrected on the third day. Jonah too died inside the belly of the fish for how many days? 3 days. And the third day he came out. So some people are spiritually dead. You know why? They are outside God's plan. Outside God's plan. I mean, I used to be like that. At the age of 2, I had one very fine plane. God bless my father. I love him so much. I'm talking about my biological father. Honorable Teobosa. Honorable Teofilos Bosa. That's my father. I love him so much. Very fine man. Have you seen my father? Why have you not seen my father? You're supposed to have seen my father. He bought me a very small plane. Fine. And I looked inside that plane at the age of 2. And I saw people. And I said, I want to fly. Now, greatness is deposited in every Christian. But your greatness is not determined by you. Your greatness is determined by God. There is nothing wrong in wanting to be a pilot, but is that God's plan for you? There is nothing wrong in wanting to be a musician, say Spella Ike, but was that God's plan for you? There is nothing wrong in looking at a beautiful lady and say, oh, I think this kind of person should be my wife. There is nothing wrong in that. But is that God's plan? Come on now. Do you get where I'm coming from? Is that person God's plan for you? There are people you get married to, you lose track of destiny. I'm not talking trying to impress family and friends here. I'm talking destiny. Say destiny. I'm not talking, you just make one stupid mistake at the age of 22 or 23 and your entire life is gone. Your entire life. It takes a very rugged and dogged heart. Sir. I know what I'm talking about. I've been there. It takes a rugged target. You fight your way back. It won't be easy. Because there will be a lot of things, a lot of status quo trying to fight you back. It takes a very rugged, target and dogged heart to fight your way back to the top if you've made certain mistakes in life. Because friends will mock you. Families will mock you. People will talk you down. Say, hey, is he preaching and I wants to do? So it takes paying deaf ears to all those things. Pardon me to use the word. Bullshitting everybody and just going to where you know you are going. And when you get there, or when you are close there, they'll say, he was actually doing something good, though. So, let God's perfect will just be done in your life. Find out God's plan for your life and do it. But I've given you 2 ways to know if you are in God's plan. 1, peace. 2, divine provision. Somebody say divine provision. Amen! I came to this school. And I was in the auditorium one day and he made an announcement and he said, yes, God's food is too expensive. And that day I was with my father and he looked at me like, hey, are you sure you are coming to this school? And I looked at him and I said, forget it, man. You won't spend a dime on me because I know what I found. I found God's perfect will for my life. You are working in UBA. Who pays you salary? Tony Elumelu. So who pays me salary? Jesus. I don't work for Dangote, I work for Jesus. Dangote is affected by economy. In fact, he's owing $3 billion, so he's not the richest man in Africa. He's a debtor. Amen. But I work for heaven where no devil can touch. Supernatural supplies. In the same vein, you are destined to work for heaven. Only if you will accept your contract and sign and enter a binding covenant with Jesus and you see your life transformed. I see God giving us the grace in Jesus' name. I said, I see God giving us the grace in Jesus' name. Now bow your head wherever you are and say, Father, give me the grace to love you more and the grace to enter your plan for my life. Father, in the name of Jesus, give me the grace to love you more and the grace to enter your perfect will for my life. Once you are in God's plan, everything naturally follows. Everything naturally. It will just be added. It will be added. He says, seek ye first the plan I have for you and ensure you are righteous and consecrated. Then every other thing that you didn't even ask me for will be naturally added to you. Matthew 6:33. Say, Lord Jesus, give me the grace to serve you more. Lord Jesus, give me the grace to love you more. Lord Jesus, give me the grace to enter into your plan for my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Let's sing one song to God before we share the grace. Only you are God, Igwe, Igwe. Only you are God, Igwe, Igwe. Please don't stop praying for this generation, and I see God blessing you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now forevermore. Amen and amen. Surely his goodness and his mercies are following us all the days of our lives, and we are dwelling in the center of God's plan forever and ever. Amen and amen. Shalom. Good morning, sir. Please, chapel is by 9 o'clock. In fact, by 8:45. Thank you, Jesus.